I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And this is another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast, otherwise known as DrBill.tv, like it says right there across the screen. And why do you, would you ask? I don't know why you would ask. But anyway, why is it called DrBill.tv? Well, because it's video. Like you're watching right now, and it's Dr. Bill, and that's also the name of our other website. We have two websites, you see. One is drbill.cc, like it says right there. That, of course, CC stands for computer curmudgeon. And then drbill.tv, which stands for TV, which you're watching, more or less. Anyway, that's why we do it. And the other reason is the DrBill.cc feed is video and audio. The DrBill.tv feed is video only. You have choices. Don't you love it? Okay. Anyway, I do need to say right at the top of the program here that we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are proud members of techpodcast.com, and you need to go check out the network. There's a bunch of good stuff there. The Mike Tech Show, Geek News Central. There's just so many good things there. And, hey, I'm finding out some cool stuff. You know, I told you it was going to take me a while to get up to speed with what was going on the network. Well, guess what? There's cool stuff going on. One of the things that I'm excited about is if you have a Roku box or a Samsung or Sanyo or any of those S names, Blu-ray player, you know, some of the newer video players, they have built into them the ability to go to some of the networks that are out there, like Revision 3, which I'm a big fan of Revision 3, and TWiT, of course, Leo Laporte's network, and TPN, Tech Podcast Network, and Blueberry. We're also members of Blueberry. That's BlueBrry.com, just like it says there. Now, all of this, the reason I even mention it is because these new set-top boxes allow you to stream and watch free video. Why do I do that? I don't know. I just enjoy doing it. Anyway, so I would encourage you to check that out because there's good stuff out there. Now, let's go straight to the tech news. First item we have up is older employees use social networking more than younger ones. I don't quite understand that one, being what some people would consider an older employee. I was a little slow to adopt Facebook and Twitter and all the other social networking things that are out there. I even made fun of them a little bit. If you go back and look at, past netcast, because in my audio netcast days a few years ago, I was going, Facebook, who's going to be on Facebook? Well, guess what? My friends pulled me over into Facebook. And it's kind of cool. Okay, I'll admit. So apparently some of us older geeks are getting into the social networking thing as well. So what are you going to do? You know? But apparently, according to the study they did, which was done by Citrix Online, apparently more of us older baby boomer types are using it than are the Generation Y types. That's kind of weird. My postulation is that us baby boomer types remember dealing with actual humans. And the Gen Y types, they're just stuck in their equipment and they don't even know that humans are out there. Maybe that's why they're less social. I don't know. Just a theory. Oh, well. Next item, new search engine, Blecko. Blecko, what a name. That's B-L-E-K-K-O, Blecko. It's supposed to work like a wiki, meaning that you can edit it, kind of like Wikipedia. Well, kind of, sort of. You can essentially determine whether a search result that it finds is legitimate or not, which I can see as being both good and bad. You know, I mean, what if there were people out there that used Blecko and decided to make all the reasonable search engine results all wonky? But, you know, we're supposed to trust them. Yeah, right. Anyway, it's interesting, but, you know, I just don't know if it's going to enter the language like Google. You know, I'm going to go Google that. You know, I just can't hear people saying, I'm going to go Blecko that. Yeah. I mean, if they did, you might go, I'll slap you upside your face if you say you're going to go Blecko me. Anyway, I just don't know. Next item. Imagine yourself firing up your printer and printing yourself a car. I don't know about that. Now, let me back up here just a minute. Many years ago, I worked for a company, and that company was located in a facility, and that facility also housed a facility where they did 3D printing. So I understand the process of 3D printing. Basically, the idea is you create a computer model kind of thing, and then it prints it, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But really, it means it's constructing it out of some material in three dimensions. So when they say printing a car, they're not talking about printing a car on a piece of cardboard and then you fold it up and you drive off in the cardboard. No, no, no. This is 3D printing in the classic sense that I talked about. See, this was years and years ago when I worked at this particular company that was near this other company that did the other thing. Anyway, so these folks claim to have printed a car in three dimensions. And not only that, it gets 200 miles to the gallon highway and 100 miles to the gallon city. Sounds a little too good to be true. Looks kind of cool, though. The picture on the website, if you go to drbill.cc and go to the article and look at it, it looks kind of like a, I don't know, like a shiny hockey puck. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Okay, next item. Did you hear the one about the Internet Time Traveler? It sounds like a joke, right? This Internet Time Traveler walks into a bar. No, no, no. No. The reason I call it the Internet Time Traveler is because somebody was watching a 1928 Charlie Chaplin film. Kind of got to wonder why, but anyway. And they noticed this lady walking down the street with a cell phone. Now, in 1928, I'm pretty sure, don't get me wrong, I wasn't around 1928. I'm not that old. Anyway, I'm pretty sure they didn't have cell phones. So I don't know what she was doing. But the Internet is all a buzz. I could say a Twitter. Double meaning there. Never mind. Anyway. So, they're all up in the air, put it that way, about the fact that maybe this lady was traveling in time. I don't know. You know, I mean, now I ran it by my son, as I mentioned in the article here. The Game Master, and he says, hey, look, no big deal. She's using one of Doctor Who's cell phones that work across space and time. Actually, I quoted that, and then he later on he told me that was not a direct quote. It was a paraphrase of what he said. He actually said that maybe they were using a 6G phone, which is way more tech cool than what I said. But that's the Game Master for you. Anyway, so who knows? You figure it out. That drum roll means, it always surprises me, that it's time for another Geek Software Week. And that other drum roll in a row means it's time for a Geek Website of the Week. How many drums do I need going through my head? Anyway, and they're both the same thing. Two for the price of one. In this case, the price is free, at least for the interesting advice about it, although the thing I'm going to recommend isn't free, but it's really a good deal, okay? Here's the thing. The doctor is all about the free, okay? I'm also all about open source. In this case, this software is neither free nor open source. You say, well, Dr. Bill, why are you telling me about it? Well, because it's so cool. This very Netcast right now is being edited with the software I'm about to tell you about, AVS Video Editor. Now, that's just one of many pieces of software. I originally went to their site to find an audio converter that would convert MP3 to OGG. OGG. OGG likes audio software. I couldn't help it. Anyway. And so I looked for an audio converter, and I found this one, and it costs, not a lot of money, $59 or so, for the unlimited license. Well, then I look on their site, and it says, all our software for a limited time is available for that one fee. And I was like, are you pulling my leg? But no, they weren't pulling my leg, or my arm, or my beard. Not anything. No. They were, in fact, giving me an awesome deal. So I downloaded their video editor, and I was amazed. It's a really cool video editor, as you can see from the results of this netcast. Cool. So for the price of one piece of software, you get all of their software. That's pretty cool. Okay? So check them out. The site is called avs4u.com. Like it says on the screen. avs4u.com. Pretty cool stuff. So, you guys have a plug. Now, I am in no way affiliated with AVS, okay? Just telling you that. But I bought their software, and I liked it, so I'm sharing it with you. Okay, so, next item. Here's a geek project. Actually, it's kind of a mini geek project, a very tiny little geek project. Just for the fun of it, using Google Maps for fun and frivolity. Okay. What this was about is I was sitting at work, minding my own business, working away, and a colleague of mine said, here's something fun for a Friday. He did it on a Friday, yes. And so he said, check this out, and he gave us six things to do. Here are the six things. Go to Google Maps. Go to Get Directions. Type in Japan as the start location. Not a specific address in Japan, just Japan. Then type in China as the end location. The whole country of China. All right, scroll down to direction number 43. Read it, and then laugh. I have two sixes in a row. I'm going to have to go ahead and fix that. So it'd be seven items. Two sixes in a row. Right. At least it's not three. Ha ha. Anyway, I won't go there, but I'll fix that on the website, so when you go look at it, it'll say 1 through 7. Anyway, check it out, because I'm not going to tell you what it says. You're going to have to do it. Follow the instructions and do it, and you'll have fun. And you'll be sending the email to other people saying, you got to try this. What can I say? Geeks get bored, you know? They look for things to do. Well, anyway, I know it's been kind of an interesting, weird amalgam of a netcast, but we'll call it for now and move on to other things next time, all right? Yes. Until then, the doctor is out of here!